From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton will be among those who will deliver eulogies at the funeral of boxing legend Muhammad Ali, who died late Friday at the age of 74 from complications of Parkinson's disease. The funeral will be held Friday in Louisville, Kentucky, the hometown of the man known affectionately by his fans as Champ and the Greatest. In addition to Clinton, comic Billy Crystal and newscaster Bryant Gumbel are slated to deliver eulogies. Residents of Louisville came out to the Ali Center to sign a book of condolences. Hamza Shaw was among them.
As a Muslim, I think it's definitely important for us that we have such a person in the respected world of that's known to everybody, that gives us a good image. With the stuff going on these days, most of the time you see in the media, there's a bad image of Muslims. The one person that we can definitely get a good image of was Muhammad Ali, and he portrayed what the real Islam is.
Ali, who was born Cassius Clay in 1942, became a Muslim early in his career, in which he won 3 heavyweight boxing titles. World Health Organization is studying how to great a health risk would be posed by going ahead with the Rio de Janeiro Olympics, as scheduled despite concerns about the effect of the Zika virus on either athletes or spectators. About 2 million Brazilians have contracted Zika since its outbreak in 2015. Niger says hundreds of Boko Haram extremists attacked a military outpost, killing at least 32, wounding 70 others. It happened near its borders with Nigeria and Chad. This is VOA News.